بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته، ورضعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لساخت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ألف لام ميم، صلوات. We were discussing about the tafsir of Huruf al-Muqatta'at in the nights of the holy month of Ramadan, and I mentioned to you earlier that we talked about more than, I think, 10 aqwal of tafsir already, and we started the discussion of Bahth al-Riwa'i, what the Riwayat and Ahadith of Rasul and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam have to say about the Huruful Muqatta'at, turning towards the narrations. And there are 10 types of narrations which I told you, and we discussed the first type of narrations in the previous lesson, which considers the Huruful Muqatta'at to be ajza and parts of Al-Ism al-A'zam, the greatest name of Allah. And now we turn to the second type of riwayat, which consider Huruf al-Muqatta'at to be ghaliban nazar towards the names of Allah, asma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ijmalan towards the madahir al-khassa. So this is the narration of Sufyan al-Thawri that we were discussing from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, where he said, يَبْنَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ مَا مَعْنَى قَوْلِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَلِفْ لَامْ مِيمْ أَلِفْ لَامْ مِيمْ صَاد and so on and so forth, the rest of the حروف المقطعات, all those in حروف which are found in the 29 surahs. He mentioned those حروف. And then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam started to do the tafsir, and I mentioned to you already the tafsir of Alif Lam Mim, and which is in Surah Al-Baqarah, and we talked about the tafsir of Alif Lam Mim in Surah Ali Imran, and then we also discussed the tafsir of Alif Lam Mim Saad in and likewise in Alif Lam Ra and Kaf Ha Ya Ayn Saad. So we discussed those tafasir already. Now, coming to just a recap of the previous lesson, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is explaining, according to this narration in Bihar al-Anwar, that Kaf Ha Ya Ayn Saad ma'anahu an Allahu al-Kafi al-Hadi, I am the Allah who is sufficient and the guide. Al-Waliyu al-Alim al-Sadiq al-Wa'ad. That means Allah who is the Wali, He is the supreme one who has all the tasallut and sulta and authority, and he's the knowledgeable. And we discussed a little bit about the term of al-alim in the previous lesson, and as-sadiqul wa'ad, the one who fulfills the, he's always truthful towards his promise. Now is the term for Taha. وَأَمَّا طَاهَا فَإِسْمٌ مِنْ أَسْمَاءِ النَّبِي وَمَعْنَاهُ يَطَالِبَ الْحَقِّ الْهَادِي إِلَيْهِ. Taha is one of the names of the Prophet, and its meaning is, O you who is the seeker of the righteousness, طَالِبَ الْحَقِّ الْهَادِي إِلَيْهِ, the one who guides towards it. That means the guides towards the Haqq. Obviously, Haqq is also one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the Al-Asma'ul Husna, the beautiful names, 99 beautiful names of Allah. Definitely, Prophet is guiding towards Allah, and you know, everything which is Haqq is going to be, obviously has to be supported as well. And Prophet guides towards every Haqq. وَأَمَّا تَعْسِينَ. Now Taasin is فَمَعْنَاهُ أَنَ اللَّهُ الْأَطَّالِبُ السَّمِيعِ. The meaning of Taasin is, I am the Allah who is the seeker, Talib, and As-Sami', the one who listens. Listening of Allah is not like our Sama'at, the way we humans listen. We are muhtaj towards the alat and tools, isn't it right? And without the tools and asbab, we are unable to listen, isn't it right? If somebody doesn't have an ear, or the eardrum gets broken, he's unable to hear any of those voices, isn't it right? Plus, we only hear some decibels to some decibels of voices only. Even through the tools and asbab, our hearing is extremely, extremely limited. We cannot hear what is less than those decibels and what is higher than those decibels. So we cannot hear, and it's so many of the things and voices which are already going on around us, isn't it right? In Alam al-Malakut, animals actually can understand and hear so many of the voices, that we are unable to hear. There's a story with Khaja Nasiruddin al-Tusi, rahmatullah alayhi, one of our greatest maraji in the history. He was Jami' of Jami' al-Ulum, one of those greatest scholars who had all the knowledges of their times, including mathematics and physics and astronomy and you name it. All the knowledges that used to exist in his time, he was Jami'. He used to know all those languages. So he was traveling somewhere, and he in a desert, he had to stay in the house of a Badawi, a desert dweller, Bedouin person. And he said to him that, put my bed on the upper floor, I want to sleep under the roof. So this person said to Ayatullah al-Azma Khaja Nasiruddin al-Tusi that, I heard that the plate of his name, the plaque of his name has been taken by astronauts on the moon. When they were taking the names of the greatest academicians in the history of humankind. I have an app in my phone that shows the picture of moon with the name of various scholars written there on the plaques. And it also shows the name of Ayatollah Khaja Nasiruddin al-Tusi. So he is somebody who is recognized by even the Orientalists and Mustashriqeen and the Kuffar. His highness is accepted by everyone. So he is one of the unique personalities of our great history. So we find that he stayed in the bed, he went there in the roof of that Badawi person, and this person said to him that don't sleep there because it will be raining tonight.
And I said, Khaja Nasiruddin Tusi, you big astronomer. He said, okay, let me calculate. He started to calculate with his, you know, knowledge. And his calculations showed that there will be no rain. So he said, no, I'm going to sleep there on the roof. And the night it started to rain. So he came back quickly inside the house and he asked the person, how did you know that it is going to rain? My calculations proved otherwise. He said, well, you know, it's not a big thing, in other words. I just looked at my dog. I looked at my dog. Whenever it is about to rain, my dog comes inside the house to sleep. So what I was telling you, that we human beings are able to hear, understand, comprehend, to see very, very limited informations around us. Even the animals are able to understand certain things that we don't see, we don't understand. Isn't it right? So when we say Allah is a Sami', that does not mean that He is similar in Sama'at and listening to us. There is no comparison. Allah can listen without any tools, isn't it right? Without any means. He is the Khaliq al-Asbab and Musabbib al-Asbab. وَأَمَّا طَاسِيم مِيم. So this is فَمَعْنَاهُ أَنَ اللَّهُ الطَّالِبُ السَّمِيعُ الْمُدِّي الْمُعِيدُ. I am the Allah who is the seeker, the talib, the sami', the listener. So al-muddi, the initiator, he initiated everything. He's the beginning, he's the origin, the point of start of everything is him. Al-mu'id, the point, the destination, the point of return, the point of ending of everything is him. Wa amma yasin fa ismun min asma'in nabi. Yasin is a name among the names of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. وَمَعْنَاهُ أَيُّهَا السَّامِعُ لِوَحْيِ. O you who listen to my revelation, my wahi. أَيُّهَا السَّامِعُ لِوَحْيِ. وَأَمَّا صَاد. As far as صَاد is concerned, فَعَيْنٌ تَنْبَعْ مِنْ تَحْتِ الْعَرْشِ. It's a fountain that comes from under the arsh, under the throne of Allah, under the throne. وَهِيَ الَّتِي تَوَضَّعَ مِنْهَا النَّبِيُّ لَمَّا أُرِجَ بِهِ. That's the fountain from which the Prophet did the wudu when he went on the Mi'raj, when he was taken on Mi'raj. He did the wudu from the fountain of Sa'd. وَأَمَّا حَامِيم فَمَعْنَاهُ الْحَمِيدُ الْمَجِيدُ. Meaning of حَامِيم is الْحَمِيد الْمَجِيد. So every praise belongs to Allah, and every greatness and highness is His. Wa amma ha mim ayn sin qaf. Like I said earlier in the previous lesson, these are considered to be two ayat. Ha mim is one ayat, and ayn sin qaf is the second ayat of Quran in the count. فَمَعْنَاهُ الْحَلِيمُ الْمُصِيبُ. حَامِيم means حَلِيم, who has حِلْم and بُرْدَبَارِي. In Farsi, like we say, بُرْدَبَارِي. الْمُصِيبُ, the one who rewards. الْعَالِمُ السَّمِيعُ, he is the knowledgeable, the listener. الْقَادِرُ الْقَوِيُّ, who is powerful and strong. So قُدْرَت and قُوَّت is definitely this Ayn al-Hayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Qudrat and power and strength and Quwwat is nothing but His Zat. So these are Sifat which are Ayn al-Zat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa amma Qaf, as far as Qaf is concerned, Qaf is also one of the Huruf al-Muqatta'at, and Surah Qaf has it. فَهُوَ الْجَبَلْ الْمُحِيطْ بِالْأَرْضِ. That's a mountain which is surrounding the earth. وَخَضَرَةُ السَّمَاءِ مِنْهُ. And the greenness of the heaven, of the sky, is because of this. So, وَبِهِ يُمْسِكُ اللَّهُ الْأَرْضَ أَنْ تَمِيدَ بِأَهْلِهَا.
So we learn in the light of that, that it's through that Allah is holding the earth, so not to be, destroyed with its dwellers. So, so this is how this riwayat says, according to this narration. وَأَمَّا نُون فَهُوَ نَهْرٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Noon is another of the anhar and fountains inside the paradise. Paradise has several fountains, and noon is one of those. فَقَالَ سُفْيَانَ الثَّوْرِي قَالَ سُفْيَانَ قُلْتُ لَهُ يَبْنَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ بَيِّنْ لِي أَمْرَ اللَّوْحِ وَالْقَلَمْ وَالْمِدَادِ فَضْلَ بَيَانٍ. I said to Sufyan al-Thawri, says, I said to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, O the messenger, son of the messenger of Allah, explain to me the situation about Lawh, the slate, the divine slate, which is Allah al-Mahfuz, and Al-Qalam, the divine pen, Wal-Midad, means the divine ink, Fadla Bayanin. Explain a little bit more to me about those. So, فَقَالَ يَبْنَ سَعِيدٍ لَوْلَا أَنَّكَ أَهْلٌ لِلْجَوَابِ مَا أَجَبْتُكَ. If I didn't find you, if you are not, you know, deserving of the answer, I would not have answered you. And he said this much to Sufyan al-Thawri. Obviously, they used to talk to people according to their sath al-zahn, mental level. إِنَّ مَعَاشِرَ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ أُمِرْنَا نُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ عَلَى قَدْرِ عُقُولِهِمْ فَنُونٌ مَلَكٌ يُؤَدِّي إِلَى الْقَلَمْ وَهُوَ مَلَكٌ. So Noon is an angel that takes towards the Qalam, who is another angel. So basically Noon and Qalam, basically both are the names of the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we learn in the light of this narration. ثُمَّ قَالْ, and then he said to Sufyan al-Sawri, قُمْ يَا سُفْيَانْ فَلَا أَعْمَنُ عَلَيْكَ. Stand up, I don't trust, I don't feel, in other words, secure on you. Definitely everyone can be told as much as the zafiyat, the wa'i, the acceptance, the level, the taharat, the, you know, how much a person is eligible and ahal to learn and understand and digest and keep it safe. Not more than that. Now, so the next narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, well, let's keep in mind, Sufyan al-Sawri is not someone who is a siqa. When in Usul al-Fiqh we consider those of the ahadith, in tafsir of Quran the same principles of i'tibar and authenticity apply, the same rules and dawabit which we apply in fiqh. When we in the fuqaha do the ijtihad, they apply the rules on authenticating the narrations. Tafsir is no different. Just because we are discussing ilm al-tafsir does not mean that we are lenient about the authenticity and i'tibar and hujjiyat of the riwayat. We scrutinize those riwayat in exactly the same fashion the way we would do in the ilm al-fiqh. So if a riwayat is not muwassaqa or hasana or sahiha, isn't it right? Or even maqbula is accepted by fuqaha. So these are the kinds of riwayat that we trust. So here in another narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, Al-alif harfun min hurufin dalla ala qawlika Allah wa dalla billam ala qawlika al-malikul azim. So here Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is talking about the alif again in this narration, that is one as a harf from the huruf which means, in other words, Allah, and through alif it takes us to Allah, and through the lam to al-malik al-azim, the great. Al-malik means the king, the one who has the empire. Allah's empire is absolute, isn't it right? Everything and everyone is under his empire. So he is the supreme malik and king of everything. Al-Azim, the great. Al-Qahir, the one who is ghalib. Al-Lil-Khalq, ajma'in, the one who is ghalib over all the creatures. Wa-Dalla bil-Meen, and the Meen guides us on the point, in the fact that In other words, innahu al-majidul mahmud fi kulli af'alihi. So here in this narration, Imam Salih al-Islam says that tells us that guides that, in other words, al-majid, the one who has the elevation and highness, and the mahmud who is praised in all of his actions, whether af'al and actions of Allah are seem to be understandable for us, or actions, this is not part of the hadith, I am explaining to you. All the af'al includes all the actions of Allah, regardless of the fact that we can understand the wisdom or we may not understand the wisdom, like zilzal. Like in Farsi we say zilzala, earthquakes, isn't that right? Lots of non-Muslims, communists and atheists, agnostics have been objecting on Islam throughout the history, isn't it right? That you guys believe Allah, your God, your Allah is all wise, but we don't understand the wisdom of earthquakes, tsunamis, isn't it right? Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, these are all af'al of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Af'al are not ayn zat, but all the actions of Allah are derived from His hikmat, isn't it right? And because he is al-hakim al-mutlaq, because he is absolute wise, so according to his wisdom, he performs the actions. Now, hikmat of Allah is al-zat, but af'al are not al-zat, these are sifat al-fa'il. So we believe, and we should believe, a believer must believe that all the actions of Allah deserves a praise for him. Anything and everything that he did, we need to praise Allah. Or if my son dies, I should say alhamdulillah. So on every action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves the praise. I think we are getting close to the time of Salat. Inshallah, we will continue it later on. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين